Morning, everyone, and welcome to day 16 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Just take a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness. In your body, in the space that you're in, whether it's 12 below or 70 degrees. So just settling in. And continuing our exploration of the Eightfold Path, we're going to switch basic topics today. So the way the Eightfold Path is laid out, it's really in three sections. So one is considered the wisdom section, which we've done. So you're all wise now. So check that off the list. And then the next section is generally considered the ethics. But I like to think of it as living according to our own values. And then the third section will be real emphasis on meditation and meditation techniques. So we're entering into this living according to our values section, which includes right speech, right action, right livelihood. And kind of picking up on what we've been talking about over the last couple of days, where our thoughts affect our words, affect our actions. So we're looking at the way in which our speech leads to our actions, but also how it falls back into our thoughts. So the first of the topics under speech is telling the truth. And our relationship to the truth, which is a big topic in the world right now, of course. But really just taking a moment to think about what our relationship to the truth is and what happens and how it makes us feel when we sort of veer from that. Whether that's white lies or omission or just kind of exaggerating. And the real issue is, how does that make us feel? And then how does that affect our relationships, our relationship to ourselves and others, and even situations in the world? So I want to invite you today to just consider how telling the truth and or veering from it affects the way you feel. And then, of course, how it affects the way that you act in the world, including the untruths that we tell ourselves about ourselves. Often we're not fair to ourselves as well. So just paying attention to that, particularly on the cushion and then as you go through your day. See how it goes. Let's practice. So taking our seat and finding that sense of groundedness again, sense of authenticity in the moment, what that might mean to you in relation to the truth. We could also consider being true to ourselves, what that is. And then from that ground, feeling the length of our back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front, connecting to that tender heart. Resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together. Truthfully.